I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. A new president's international debut puts the spotlight on Iran. Later, a well-known ministry is releasing a fresh missions product for the next generation. But first, Iran's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian, made his debut at the United Nations General Assembly in New York City this week. The gathering comes at a time when relations are increasingly strained between Iran and the U.S. Just last week, a bipartisan bill, the Iran Internet Freedom Act, was introduced in the U.S. Senate. The bill supports secure internet service in Iran, especially for human rights defenders and marginalized groups, noting the importance of internet access for Iranian freedoms. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says,
the Iranian regime's enforcement of strict, very strict Islamic laws and Sharia highlights the lack of religious freedom in the country. The government dictates religious practices. Its citizens, especially women, they really cannot even express their own faith or beliefs. The repression extends beyond Islam. Christians, Baha'is, and other minority religious groups also face persecution, arrest, and imprisonment.
Iranians need Jesus.
The gospel proclaims that Jesus came to liberate humanity from sin and restore a right relationship with our Father. This message is a powerful message that in its own context applies to people that are oppressed and denied their fundamental rights.
Pray Iranians know spiritual freedom in Christ.
As it promises a freedom that transcends earthly circumstances.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State appears to have a far reach, but do they? The transnational terrorist group has a history of claiming responsibility for widespread violent acts, like a deadly knife attack in Germany last month. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, says these claims can make them appear larger than they are. At the same time, they face pressure within the Middle East North Africa region, on top of pressure from the border world.
There are challenges that our whole region faces because of the fact that there's like these family feuds that continue to exacerbate. Some of them stand with certain parties in certain cases, and then others are against other parties. The Islamic State in particular, nobody has really liked them very much, and they have always made enemies wherever they've gone.
In the midst of where the Islamic State, Hamas, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups operate are countless Christians. Pray for their protection.
If we lose the Christians that have lived there for hundreds, if not thousands of years, then we lose something deeply to the spread of the gospel and the opportunity for the truth and God's glory to be magnified in that region.
Pray also for these brothers and sisters to communicate the hope and love of Christ across the MENA region. Learn more in the full report at missionnews.org. Finally, gospel workers, churches, and ministries across the world will have a new tool in their hands before long. The Jesus Film Project's fully animated film of Jesus is underway, even as the original 1979 film still reaches multitudes today.
Many missiologists are saying half of the world and most of the countries are under 30 years old. We want to be able to have something that's going to speak to that next generation, too.
Chris Deckard with Jesus Film Project says they've already seen God working through the difficulties of such a massive project. Exciting innovation is part of it.
We're using the audio tracks of our current Jesus film to guide the story of what the animated video is going to be. One of the things we're looking at with AI, we have 2,200 languages with voices. What if we could get into some of these languages where only one person dramatically voices over every single line, but we use nearby voices that AI takes and changes his voice or her voice to be the old woman sound or the young child sound?
The animated film Jesus is coming soon to a theater near you. But before then, Deckard invites you to pray and see how you can help prepare the way.
We want to have great groundswell of people ready to utilize this, developing curriculum ahead of time, developing all kinds of contextualized follow-up materials so that it works with their areas. So pray for those relationships now, those engagements that we're having, so that people are ready.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.